Now, Children's Health Ireland has responded to claims raised in the Sunday Times last weekend, which stated a consultant moved a patient from a public list to a private list. In a statement, CHI has said that the consultant referred to in an unpublished internal review had referred patients to a public weekend clinic and that the clinics did not take place in the consultant's private rooms. For more on this now, I'm joined by our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Would you take us through this statement, Fergal, please, and what Children's Hospital Ireland is saying?
Yes, well, a number of media outlets have published details of this unpublished internal report by Children's Health Ireland. And it was conducted at the end of 2021 and finished in January 2022. And was conducted in response to concerns raised about referral practices for patients. And what the CHI has said now is that the consultant referred to in the unpublished internal review had patients referred patients to a public weekend clinic, and it said the clinics didn't take place in the consultant's private rooms. It said they occurred in a public clinic in one of its hospitals on a Saturday. It was a waiting list initiative for outpatient appointment only, and the National Treatment Purchase Fund funded the hospital for this waiting list initiative, and there was no charge to patients. And CHI say the work was over and above the consultant's contracted hours, and there was no direct payments to CHI staff from the NTPF. But I suppose it leaves a question unanswered. I mean, given the work was done over and above the consultant's contracted hours, was he paid for this work? And the statement doesn't answer that question.
Are there other questions as well arising here? And, you know, I'm thinking this is a report, an unpublished report, 2021-22. We still haven't seen the document.
Yes, well, the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carr-McNeill, did ask that the report be published. But there's an interesting point in this statement from CHI. They say that they considered the request to publish the report and sought legal advice. But they said it's primarily a HR report where the confidentiality of those who participated and fair procedures need to be respected given the sensitive nature of the report. So that seems to suggest the report won't be published, or perhaps there may be a version of the report after legal work that can be published. But given the public interest in this case, and obviously in more recent events in CHI, it would be valuable to get sight of this report given what has happened.
And you know, you raised that question about the payment or any payment to the consultant or where that payment might have come from if there was such a payment. Any other questions there for CHI at this stage?
Well, CHI say, you know, they've acted on this report. Now, we've not seen, the report hasn't been published, and when you don't have sight of the full report, you can't see all of the facts. But CHI say the issues in it have been addressed. They say the team in question is working well. They say work at the CHI culture is ongoing, and, you know, there's been suggestions, and the Minister has cited this, of toxic culture within CHI, but CHI says, you know, things have improved. Improved and with the merging of teams, processes, policies, practices and cultures. And they also say a long-term solution for referral management of patients and centralised referral of all services has been put in place. So that's its position, but not all questions answered here at all.
Just remind us, if you can, Fergal, about reports that are still outstanding involving CHI hospitals.
Well, more recently, we had the report on hip operations on children and defining that at Temple Street and Kappa, a substantial number were not deemed necessary. And then we also have a report due, not completed yet, into spinal surgery and serious surgical incidents at Temple Street and Kappa. And that report, we may get sight of that in a few weeks' time. That report is commissioned by the HSC. It's important to say the report we're talking about here this morning was commissioned by CHI. CHI have ownership of the report. And so it would be up to them ultimately to publish or not.
All right. Well, Fergal, thank you for bringing those details to us this morning. That's our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. And it's 10 minutes to 9.